Blog Talk Radio. Oh, my mic. Hey! Okay, good.
Good evening. I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. All of us here at the Livecast would like to wish all the dads out there a happy Father's Day. Especially Rob's dad, because he taught Rob all he knows about getting with the ladies. And if it wasn't for all that bad advice Rob was given as a youth, he'd be out all night getting laid instead of being shut in at home posting gossip about Metallica on Metal Injection for all you bozos. Here's the show.
That was nice. Our listeners are not bozos.
Really?
They're not.
Have you never met any of them?
They're lovely people.
Lovely people can be bozos.
Welcome to a very special Father's Day edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. If my father is listening, hi, Dad. I'm sitting next to a lady.
Don't kill Sid, Rob's father.
He did what he did for a reason.
Oh,
he wanted his son to have a nice career.
He wanted him to be successful, so he gave him intentionally bad advice to
keep
make
his eyes
Rob
on the prize,
not get laid.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
that
worked.
I don't approve of that.
It worked.
I question whether that actually happened.
Rob, did that actually happen?
No.
Did you ever have the birds and the bees talk with your dad?
No.
Who'd you have?
Really? Yeah, who'd you have it with?
With the Spice Channel.
Oh,
no one.
With your mother.
So your parents just assumed you had it figured out. They never even tried to broach the subject with you.
Wow. Yeah, I've never had the conversation with my parents. Yeah. I mean, like, I've talked to them about sex.
In what
after,
context?
After in the sense where my mom's like, you know, my mom would be like, I'm not going into full details about
why
this.
Why not?
But
Robert, when a man loves a woman very much.
No, it wouldn't be like that. It would just be my mom questioning me about women when I would tell them I was with one.
And how'd they go? What'd you tell them? What were their questions?
I was not going into detail.
You
would
weren't,
not,
but you are.
No. I mean, I wasn't going into details with them about like how I'm getting laid.
Robert, you must use condom.
You must not eat spermicide.
Well, the first question they always ask is she Jewish?
Okay.
Really?
And then if,
Will she accept your sperm?
Oh.
It's, that's not the first question. That's the
is her vagina kosher?
I don't say sperm.
But then, like,
sperm.
My ex-girlfriend wasn't Jewish, so my mom would be like, you better look out. I don't want you bringing back any half goyim babies.
Why, your mom?
I'm like, what? Well, shut up. I have to get... I love you, Mom, if you're listening.
And I mean, religion aside, your parents really aren't ones to talk about half and half babies.
They're both Jewish.
But they're not both Russian or Iranian.
But they're both Jewish. Still... My mom doesn't care nationality.
So if your sister got pregnant by Sammy Davis Jr., your mom would be cool with it.
Totally
cool. Jewish.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Totally cool.
That would be
Jewish supersedes black.
And then she will have a bacon cheeseburger at the baby shower.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're not religious.
My
at
mom,
all.
No, my dad is somewhat religious. He can get away with it. I feel like he'll go to synagogue on Shabbos and all that stuff. But
I didn't know any
do you ever
of
go
that.
With him?
No.
Rob can't fit a yarmulke on his head with
Rob's
all that hair.
Rob's too busy eating.
Funny enough, I was.
I just pictured a little Yami sitting on top of Rob's pile of hair.
First of all, Noah, do not prolong that meme, okay?
What?
I just tried it once. I don't sit at home eating sperm all day.
Oh.
Only when you're really parched. And you don't want to get up to get some water.
I think you want a creamy snack.
That's very salty. I don't think that would... That wouldn't help your thirst.
Yeah, I'd rather have like pudding or ice cream or something.
It's for that deep down body thirst.
Tapioca.
But yeah, no, I've only went to synagogue with my dad for Yom Kippur like twice, three times.
Did you have one of those embroidered yarmulkes with your name on it?
Or like
a ninja turtle?
I did not have a Ninja Turtle yarmulke.
Yeah,
the
RVD.
I just would pick one of the... the courtesy yarmulkes at the synagogue when getting there.
Those white silk ones or the blue silk.
It was white.
I had it from one of my many bar mitzvahs that I went to when I was around that age and all my friends were having them. I got this one, like they gave out turquoise, like or maybe teal yarmulkes. and I kept it and I still, to this day, it's like 25 years ago, I still have it.
Are you sure it wasn't just like a doily or something that you grabbed off a table?
No, everyone had the teal yamis on.
Do you still have it?
I use it as a handkerchief. When I
yeah, I know. Okay, did you ever use it to clean off your sperm?
No.
Because it was right there in the drawer?
No.
Oh, we didn't introduce Monica. The Monica's here.
Monica's
hello.
Here.
Hello,
hi.
Monica. She's a Jewess.
No, she's not.
Yep. Oh, you're not?
No, remember we've had this conversation.
Oh, yeah, right. Your name is Jewish, but you're not Jewish.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Don't insult her calling her a Jew.
It's true. I apologize. There's a lot of love for you whenever your name is mentioned in here. Hooray, Monica! I love Monica.
Aww.
Huzzah. Someone said huzzah.
That's just all what Rob typed in the chat room. Though.
These are all my fake aliases that I'm...
That's very sweet, Rob. Thanks.
By the way, Sludge Dome Toadette says...
What?
Honestly, I saw a picture of Monica and she's so fucking cute she can melt hearts.
Really sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, I see. We have some nice listeners.
I wonder if that's a regular who's picked a new name recently. So you can identify yourself. Let us know. But yeah, that was very nice.
Mm-hmm. Monica won't have sex with you if you say something nice in the chat room, though. So don't,
you
go out of your way.
Yeah, don't butter me up too much.
Yeah.
Won't work.
Oh, that was Grindcore Luigi. He's got a new name now. Okay.
Why is it Toadette? Isn't that implying that it's a girl?
I guess. Maybe it's Mario related.
Mm.
Okay. Hello, everybody. You
know. Hello. When was the last time you even wore a yarmulke?
Rob?
Like when I was...
Like for fashion.
Oh, well, no. At a funeral, I wore a yarmulke a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, how does it fit on your head?
Fine.
Yeah, it would like be like all the way on top of your head.
It's like, it's over here, yeah? Like up here?
A little poof.
Up here really helps for all the listeners.
It's, you know, up here. It's just that
his penis.
Next show, before the show, you should bring in a yarmulke and we can have a little yarmulke fashion show with all the people from the live cast.
Darren, bring your yarmulke. Pictures.
I'll bring that blue teal
yarmulke.
Just wash
it first, maybe.
Well, I don't use it for anything dirty.
Maybe with the next batch of metal injection shirts you can make some metal injection yarmulkes.
Oh, that'd be great.
So...
That would be so funny.
Shlomo would definitely buy one.
Yeah.
So you definitely have one customer.
I feel that Shlomo wouldn't buy one. I think the more people would buy it, ironically, than Shlomo who would actually have a use for
That's
it.
That's fine.
I think he'd see it, you know, sort of sacrilegious because he's a nut.
Maybe one with like Slayer lyrics printed on it.
In the inside.
Angel of Death lyrics.
Well, Metal Sucks did a parody thing of like the big four yarmulkes, and people are like, where can I get this? No, seriously.
Yep. Telling you, man.
Yeah.
You think you could get matzah and stamp metalinjection.net on it?
Oh, my God. What is the big brand of, like,
Manischewitz?
Manischewitz? Do they do matzah? Stripes, yeah.
Stripes is matzah.
Going to competition with them for matzah.
No. You know what matzah is?
Yeah, I know what matzah is.
They're the biggest
Darren
brand.
Darren almost got really offended.
Oh, yeah.
No. Even goys should know what matzah is.
Yeah,
to avoid it.
No, I like matzah, but I don't eat it. I eat it soup, maybe. I put butter on it, which you're not supposed to do.
Yeah,
but it's good that way.
Why aren't you supposed to do that?
Everything's good with butter on
it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think it's trafe when you do that, isn't it?
I love matzah with Nutella.
Ooh. And again, everything with Nutella on it.
Yeah,
Nutella is one of the greatest inventions of all time. I feel.
Can we get sponsored by Nutella?
Nutella, we love you.
The second hour of Metal Injection is brought to you by Nutella.
Just so everybody knows, though, Nutella is Rob's nickname for his man juice.
Oh.
Oh.
No. It's chocolate and hazelnut. Oh, yeah.
Hazelnuts.
Okay.
Chuck Palumbo in the chat.
Oh, no, don't read that.
Rob likes dick cheese with Nutella.
Oh, okay. Why does it always come up around me?
Everything goes with Nutella.
And, like, food, too. Last time, the last show I did, we Activia was our sponsor. Nutella is our sponsor.
Listen, we eat a lot.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. We got to make sure our digestive tract is clean.
Mm-hmm.
So you could put Nutella in it.
Yeah.
I have Nutella at home and I haven't had any in a while.
Make it taste good with Nutella.
Have some when I get home.
So what's going on, Rob?
I was driving with my dad.
Oh, hi,
is
Rob.
Your name Rob?
Yesterday.
Oh,
Rob is doing something. Whatever.
Oh, I apologize.
Speaking of Rob, I mean, you said his name and then it reminded me of the story.
Okay.
I was driving with my dad yesterday and we were listening to Liquid Metal. And
why would you do that to him?
Because I do the news now on the weekend.
So it was like a showing off kind of.
Yes, I wanted to just see if maybe I'll hear myself.
Wait a minute. How are you doing the news if you're not doing, like, it's taped news?
Well, I record the news and then it replays. It's like a news.
So it's the olds.
It's a weekly roundup of stories.
They rotated enough for it to be relevant, I would say. Right? It's just for the weekend.
It's just
she
for
records
the weekend,
it on Friday.
And then every weekend I record something new.
Nothing happens in metal on the weekend anyway.
It's true. If you ask me, nothing happens in metal, but that's a whole different...
Rob, Sid doesn't care about your news, Noah.
Hey, did you hear there's a band touring? Great. And then there's this other band that they have a new drummer.
Can we play one of your news clips?
No.
Copyright
really?
Infringement?
Yeah.
But we don't have...
Have a copy anyway, so...
Do you have any memorized that you could just, like, repeat for us right now?
I could tell you what stories I did for this weekend,
but
deliver I don't
have it as you.
I have one that you...
No.
Well, come on.
No, because he has old ones that were my demos. You're not allowed
to. So what? Oh, those are like the bad ones.
So anyway, the story that I was getting at is we were listening, and my dad is like, oh, that's your friend Rob? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, that tall guy that I met, the one that used to come to the warehouse when you guys would have your band?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, that's the one. He's like, wow, I can't really see this voice. You know, like it doesn't really match him. And then he says that Rob sounded like a young Cousin Brucey.
Wow.
What? Your dad knows who Cousin Brucey is?
Yes, my dad, of course. He's an old man.
He was just CBS FM.
CBS FM.
But I thought he lived in Israel for most of his life, no?
They have Cousin Yankel over there.
Yeah. Maybe there's an actual Cousin Brucey in your family that he was referring to.
No, there's no Cousin
Brucey. Cousin Brucey Avior.
Yeah. We'll check on Facebook.
This is Cousin Yankel on WCBS FM, Jerusalem.
Well, when we moved to this country, it was like in the 90s. It was 1990, so he was listening to the radio. I mean,
fair enough.
So he could have heard Cousin Brucey on the radio.
Listen, cousins, there's a big traffic tie-up around the wall separating the Jews from the Palestinian settlements. Got to watch out for that. It's 97 degrees here in CBS FM, Jerusalem.
God.
There's a pileup of Palestinian dead bodies on the freeway, cousin. Watch out for that.
No, stop that.
They don't leave it on the road, Darren. Come on. Throw those in a ditch.
Yeah, well.
Throw them into
know?
The ocean.
That's why we throw it to the traffic.
Is that why they call it the Dead Sea?
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Hey-o. There's a four-tank pileup.
The Artillery
Boy,
Museum. Did they do live remotes from the Artillery Museum back in the day?
Yeah, from inside the tank.
Yeah.
Oh, Cousin Yankel.
So how do you feel about that, Rob? Are you flattered by that?
Sure. As long as he didn't say I sucked.
No, he said that your voice sounded very nice. Like, it was, like, very calm.
Did you make your dad sit through the music, or?
Yeah.
All right.
But I put it on low. And anyway, like, the first part of the drive, like, I let him listen to his stuff. Like, we listened to Outlaw Country, and he listens to 70s on 7.
Uh-huh. What kind of music does your father like?
He likes the Beatles and, like, 70s music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So CBS FM,
right? CBS FM, basically.
Play some 70s metal. Maybe he'll like that.
Some Deep Purple.
Yeah, actually, Deep Purple came on because we listened to Ozzy's Boneyard also. He was a good sport about it.
Deep Purple?
Purple.
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 I was IMing with Rob the other day, and someone said, so he goes, Epic Bjorn.
And I spelled it B-Y-O-U-R-N.
Bjorn.
Bjorn.
It could also be B-J-O-R-N.
Yeah.
How about wasp? You find like any wasp? Venom?
No. Okay. Too, that'll sound like noise to him.
All right. Just
to most people. To most people.
Yeah.
Not wasp, maybe, but venom.
D-Beat Donkey Kong says, Cousin Ankles, isn't that Rob's nickname with his uncle? That's not, it's Yankle, not Cousin Ankles.
Yeah, come on.
I think that's just vaguely, like, molestation.
Cousin Kankles,
just
maybe.
Molestation humor?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. We have a caller.
Uh-oh.
361, you're on the air with the Mental Injection Livecast. What's your name and where are you from?
Hey, it's Justin from Texas. I called a long time ago, haven't called back in a long time.
Hi, Justin.
Hi, Justin from Texas, who hasn't called back in a long time.
What's up?
I called with a reason. I actually had a band that I wanted to throw up for Thrash It or Trash It, if you guys are playing it.
Did it sound like we were playing it?
That's the other view.
No.
Yeah.
But since you are a long-time listener, long-time caller.
Maybe he's lying about that. I mean, do you even remember who you spoke to yesterday?
What? Why are you so suspicious, Noah?
Because I'm a Jew.
Oh, well.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Trash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it. I'm excited to hear what Monica thinks of your band.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hope she enjoys it as much as I do.
Okay,
can
so
you
what's...
Can explain the game to Monica?
Thrash it or trash it.
Monica, the game is simple. We listen to the band that he plays for us.
Okay.
We'll be listening to it for about a minute. And after a minute, we will each decide if we thrash it, which means we like it, or if we trash it, which means we throw it in the trash and never hear from it again.
All right.
So what is the URL for your band?
I will actually throw it in the chat box due to the fact that I can't really say the entire thing. It's kind of an indie band.
Sure. Look, you're upsetting the dogs. You're upsetting
the
band.
This is the band.
Oh, it sounds good.
There you go. I threw it in there.
Canonist.
Yeah, Canonist. I couldn't think of the name of it.
Why did I remember that?
Jeez. Okay, so I have all the songs. Do you have a specific song you want us to hear?
My favorite song on the album is Crush the Tyrants. It's on their newer album. It's number 34, if you know it. Come again?
This is in your band.
It's a really, really underground band. They're from California, so nobody really knows about them yet.
How do you know about them? What relation do you have to them?
They came to a show here in Texas at the venue I normally go to in January. It was the first show I ever went to, so I wanted to recommend them.
Okay, so you have no connection to these bands. You just love them so much you want to play them on Thrash It or Trash It.
Aside from seeing them on tour and listening to them for several months, liking this album a lot.
What's the name of the band?
Creatures. And this is Crush the Tyrant. I'm into it.
Yeah.
All right. So, quickly, Darren, you thrash it?
Well, let's hear it a little bit.
Like the pick scrape?
It could all fall apart by the breakdown.
The clean part?
There was a clean part?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, so what do we think of this? Jared, you go first.
I like it. I like the...
Would you go see this band with me if I went?
No, but that's because of you.
No,
I'm just kidding. No, I thrash it.
Wow.
Sit.
Yeah, it sort of reminds me of American Nightmare / Give Up the Ghost / whatever
you're
going by now. Just very brutal, not not interested in anything cutesy, just pummeling you, and no solos, thrash all the way.
Noor.
I will also thrash it, even if I have to go see them by myself.
Oh, I'd
see them with you, Noah. I would travel there and see them with you.
Yeah.
Total joke. I'm good.
Oh, will you at least take the train with me to go see them?
Maybe.
So we can talk on the way there?
Yes, of course.
Now the total wild card. Monica, what do you think of this?
I actually would go to the show with Noah and thrash it. Yeah!
Fuck yeah!
Nice.
Well, I also like it, so that's a 5 out of 5 thrash.
Wow. Nice.
That's kick ass.
Congratulations! You have won yourself a free CD!
Excellent. Is that what they win now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a new car! No.
Oh my god!
That's more useful than a CD.
Sweet.
So,
yeah. On the line?
Want to reiterate the name of that band and what we just heard?
I don't know.
Creatures.
Mr. Serious DJ.
We just heard Creatures with Crush the Tyrants.
Nice.
That entire album is actually really, really good. I will admit. It's their newer one.
You can check them out at myspace.com/WeAreAllCreatures.
Really, get off the MySpace.
Yeah,
right,
come on. What part of California are they from?
Yeah, get some cred. Move to Facebook.
Get a Bandcamp. Get real cred.
Or just get a real website.
Yeah.
How about that?
This is free. This
or
is a
Tumblr.
Free website.
Tumblr's free.
It's just for their music. It's fine.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, so send me a private message, and then I will send you our list of free CDs for giveaway. And then once you pick one, we will send one over to you.
But he only has shitty CDs that
didn't want. Spoiler alert, all the CDs are terrible. Spoiler alert, part two, Rob will never remember to send you the CDs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Did you bring that poster?
No, I didn't.
One of us has to remember at 5 o'clock on Sunday to text message Rob to bring it.
Yeah. Just remind me to bring the poster.
Yeah,
I keep forgetting. And the giveaway will be sent out, though, because we've figured out a system yet, Frank. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
I'm not doing
it's
it.
Something else for Rob. Okay, I was going to say something else for Rob to forget about doing.
Yeah, that's the system.
Every time this comes up, I shit you not, Sid gives me the dirtiest look.
What is Aaron?
I'm not
Sid?
Giving you a
No. Not
like
I did anything.
Glance.
Yeah.
Like we're sharing a mutual sign.
I don't recall either of you texting me to remind me to bring the poster.
But it's all right.
You're
an adult. Just as much your fault.
You're an adult.
It's just as much.
Listen
your fault.
To the deflection.
Yeah.
Don't one of you guys have a poster?
I don't.
No.
You don't?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so bring extra for Darren.
I offered heartily many times to do all the mailing. Not
yes,
just
I've heard you. I've heard you,
so
Darren.
So
what happened? He needs to bring it in first so that we
can Yeah, exactly. That's not the problem.
Rob's very proud. He'd rather the responsibility fall to him and him completely ignore the responsibility than to pass off responsibility
right.
to someone else.
So I've noticed.
I'm wondering, am I still on the air?
Yes.
I not on the air?
No, I mean, no. Keep talking.
You want to shit on Rob, too?
Yeah.
Got anything to add?
Oh, no. Well, I want to make a comment about the band before you guys kick me off the air.
Sure. Oh, my God. Are you there? Yeah.
Not bad enough we just fucking played the whole song.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, when they were here, I got a chance. I didn't know they were in the band when I first saw them, so I started playing Uno with them because they were all waiting because they were the last band playing, and we all played Uno together. I beat the entire band at Uno.
Wild. Draw 4.
That's still
exactly.
Let them win.
Well, we were having a game with them. It was like whoever loses in first in the entire game has to go mosh with whatever band was playing. So.
Oh wow. So you were playing.
They're
watching the show.
Some high stakes right there. What part of Texas
is
this?
Really, like near the border south.
So like. You could just give me a name of a town instead of...
Please,
Corpus Christi.
You know where it is.
Oh, okay, Corpus Christi.
Oh.
There's a wrestler from Corpus Christi, but I can't remember which one. But I know I've known that town since I was a youth because there was a wrestler from there.
Outlaw Ron Bass?
It's possible. Do you know, sir? Do you know if there's a famous professional wrestler from your town?
I've only lived here for 7 years, so I can't really say I would know.
How old are you?
I'm 15.
Where'd you live before that?
California.
Oh. So did you grow up with this band and you just didn't realize and it was like a big reunion?
Oh, no. This was the first time I'd ever heard of them.
No.
It was the first show I'd ever gone to, so.
Well, so maybe they're
ever?
Maybe they're not even that great.
Yep, ever.
Have anything to compare them to.
That was his first show.
Wow.
Who was the headliner?
If I have the flyer right here, let me see.
It was just a local show?
Yeah. It was a local show that my sister and her now ex-boyfriend decided to start up. And they would just have bands there every other week.
I see.
So yeah, the headliner was Regulate. It's another indie band.
Regulate?
Is that with Nate Dogg?
Warren G.
Yeah, that's right. Very good. Regulators mount up. You laugh as if
yeah.
you knew that song.
Okay.
You were three.
We have another caller, so we're going to have to let you go.
Goodbye, Justin.
We have to let you go.
Is this next caller from Amarillo, Texas, perhaps?
Let's see. 801.
Very funk. I remember that.
Hey, guys. It's Eggers.
Oh, look
at
you.
What's up, Eggers? Are you at the Double Cross?
Hey. No, I'd like to thank Sid for mentioning one of my favorite movie, Young Guns, with Regulators Roll Out.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was quoting the song with Nate Dogg and
Warren. Oh, you should check out that movie. It's amazing.
I've seen Young
Guns. It's like one of the good movies with Emilio Estevez.
I've seen the movie. I've seen part one and two.
I think Emilio Estevez was in a lot of good movies, actually. Stakeout.
And then maybe I haven't seen enough good movies. But first of all, I want to thank Rob for sending me that Funeral Pyre CD.
He
actually doesn't forget about everyone.
Can you repeat that?
I'd actually thank Rob for sending that Funeral Pyre CD.
Could you repeat that, but slower?
Rob, you're a sexy man.
That's how we use that.
Could I just make clear that he won the CD back when people actually used CDs?
I was going to say, we do a follow-up and ask when you actually won it and when he sent it.
Yeah, that was the one I picked.
The what?
Oh, damn it.
Eggers has egg all over his face now.
So, yeah. You can call back. I just had to do that.
It's good work.
So, what did we learn there? Outlaw Ron Bass, not from Corpus Christi?
Someone is, I swear.
Terry Funk is.
No, he's from
Amarillo. Oh, yeah, yeah. Double cross.
Come on now.
Sorry.
Maybe the Corpus Christi Wikipedia page has like famous residents like the Bensonhurst one did with Noah. I'm going to check right now.
Is Noah still on the famous residence from Bensonhurst page?
I don't think so.
But you're not from Bensonhurst anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you used to be, so I guess that counts.
Yeah, I could still.
She's way more famous now than she used to be.
That's true. Now you're a resident of Williamsburg.
Have you been on CBS FM yet, Noah?
No. Why would I be on CBS FM?
I just wanted to say
you will be. Just come sit in my lap, Noah. On CBS FM!
Motley Crue put out checkbooks. You can have a Motley Crue checkbook.
Why would I want a Motley Crue checkbook?
When you run out of checks, you can just go to celebritycheckshop.com.
Because when I think safe banking, I think of Motley Crue.
Oh, there's also Ozzy Osbourne checks.
Oh, my God.
What else?
Oh, wow. The Ozzy Osbourne is just him with like a halo over him. Then there's a Rob Zombie check. Oh, my God. There's Pantera checks.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's probably no Alex Skolnick checks.
Oh, my God. This
one is all of them.
This one has, like, Philip Sumo giving, like the pound.
His face is on the EBT card, Darren.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, my God. Imagine paying, like, your rent.
Yeah, I was going to say. Or like, you know, something serious.
Yeah.
Buying a home.
Jimi Hendrix checkbook.
That could be classy, but. Nah. A fucking Phil Anselmo
kiss,
check?
A kiss checkbook.
That's a deal.
Kenny Chesney. All right, let's get out of metal. Three Stooges.
A Three Stooges check? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes, it's them like just choking Curly. It's like,
I was going to say, imagine you go to pay, like buy a house with that. You write them like a $995,000 check. And there's fucking Moe poking somebody in the eyes with his finger.
There's Lil Wayne. You can get Lil Wayne checks.
It's classy.
Ugh. Who would get this?
I don't know. I guess it
I
sells.
I feel like the same woman that had Lil Wayne checks would also be the woman that has a ring back tone.
Yeah.
A Lil Wayne ring back tone when you call her.
Hold on. My phone ringing.
Oh,
yeah. Holler back.
Please enjoy this song while your caller is reached.
That's the worst. I got a friend who shall remain nameless, but has a ring back tone that is from Reload.
Oh, no. call him a friend?
Several times I've had, well, he's a nice guy, but he's got very questionable musical taste. But he, like, I've ridden in his car and he plays the whole Reload, like, from beginning to end. If we, like, as far, as long as we're in the car, he's Reload playing. And Load, like, he plays Load and Reload over and over again.
I thought you liked when I played Load and Reload.
Sorry, Rob. I did try to not blow you up.
There. Maybe that's just this guy's way of letting you know that he doesn't want to give you rides anymore.
That could be. Yeah, that could be.
If I play the worst album, maybe he just won't want to get in the car.
You know, I would say that, except that he's so into it. Like, he's, like, doing air drums and, like, fucking, you know.
It's Jason Newsted.
King of Clan makes a good point. He writes, the same reason you want Slayer cigarette papers. Slayer has ridiculous merch as well.
Yeah.
Flip-flops.
Slayer flip-flops.
There's an apron.
I wouldn't even think that's that ridiculous. Slayer flip-flops.
Slayer apron, really?
Yeah, I want a Slayer apron.
Yeah, they have apron. They just licensed a wine in in Rain and Blood Red Wine.
Oh, of course it is.
That's no, I'm losing respect for them.
Hold on.
And then they're trying to sue your ass for
too
the fucking
merch.
No. That guy never. And I wasn't being threatened with a lawsuit. It was just preemptive. They have socks, black socks with the Slayer logo on them.
For I want those socks.
$22.99. They have a World Painted Blood Tour autographed frame presentation, which is like a photo of each member of the band in the live setting, a signed set list, some pics, and then their guest list passes, all framed in this like bloody plaque.
Who cares?
For the low, low price of $666.
Oh, stop it.
So instead of like going to shows and doing the work yourself, you can just buy it from the website.
Hold on. Only six of these frames are available. And once they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah, meaning they make some more and charge extra.
We got some very good comments here. Morbid Toaster says, Slayer tampons for when it's raining blood.
Oh.
Chuck Palumbo, Red Gourd Grox. And Slayer hair plugs. Shankletown says, I just ordered the White Snake wood chipper. I don't get that. The 666 says, Slayer, Slayer salt and pepper shakers.
Slayer custom condoms, which is $12.99 for a 3-pack of condoms, which is basically a Slayer matchbook outer cardboard thing, and then a Durex condom in there. The condom isn't even packaged.
You know, it would be fantastic for Slayer condoms if on ejaculation the Tom Araya scream plays. If you could make that happen somehow, so everybody knows what's going on.
There's a Slayer motorcycle helmet for $250.
That's pretty cool.
That's
how much do they usually cost without a Slayer thing on it?
75 cents.
Oh, Slayer playing cards, $8.99. What?
Slayer nudie cards.
No, it's just
you want to see a naked 50-year-old Tom Araya?
Yeah.
Really?
I think just out of curiosity, yes.
There's probably a lot of hangage there. I don't know.
Gray pubes.
This stuff is so overpriced. Yeah. I can't even believe it.
Oh, a 1 gigabyte USB dog tag with Slayer etched on it, $29.99.
What? I think.
Hold on. The same Slayer motorcycle helmet, autographed, $499.99.
You're not going to wear that out. That's just a motorcycle helmet.
It's twice as expensive because they autograph it. Really?
Is it a real autograph or is it like printed on?
I would hope it's real.
Yeah, I would think if they're charging twice as much.
Is there a picture of them laughing as they sign it, thinking of the idiots that would buy that?
Oh, yeah, no. It's like there's a certificate of authenticity that they really sign.
Oh, well, as long as there's the certificate.
Yeah, that comes included.
Oh, you fucking serious motherfuckers, man. You think a certificate is everything. Fuck out of here.
That's merch.
Slayer mayo packets, $345. Mm.
And 66 cents.
It's actually Miracle Whip. Delicious.
That's Tom Araya in the meeting. You know what we should do? Put mayonnaise!
How do you say no to that?
It's a Slayer packet! Let's do it! $300!
Tom Araya just screams? At,
yes. That's how he talks. You never heard him talk before?
How does he sing his daughter to sleep? Rockin' my baby!
The fucking war ensemble.
Hold on.
Oh.
We're gonna make Slayer apron.
Sound like Sam Kinison, actually.
Yeah, you do. Oh, oh. Oh, it is a string tribute.
What
too.
Is
oh,
this?
Come on, Rob.
This is Rob's bedtime music.
All right, whatever.
Bring my baby on a tree top!
Okay. Let's take a little music.
Well, we do a tease. We have a bit coming up.
We do have a bit.
We have a paid sponsor.
Oh, yeah. When we come back, we'll talk about our new paid sponsor. But first, some music. Let's kick things off with a new one from Gojira from their album coming up in 2 weeks. I'm excited. We'll be right back.
Hello, all you pimps and pimpettes. It's time to put the sizzle in your nizzle with the Metal Injection Live cast. Word up. What the fuck did I just say?
What the fuck did you just say, Chuck Blandington? Welcome back. It's hour number two, the Metal Injection Live cast. And some technical difficulties to kick it off, but we've powered through. Oh, whoops.
Hey, now.
Now we're done.
Stop the music break.
So, recapping the music break, you just heard Trioscapes, which is a side project of Dan Briggs, the bassist of Between the Baron and Me. It's a really cool jazz fusion project.
Come on. Come
Before on. That, was some hardcore from Trash Talk.
You're just trolling Sid with the jazz fusion.
I played some hardcore before that.
Trash Talk.
And then, trash.
No, Trash Talk. That was Explode that we played. Before that was a 9-minute opus from Agalox.
Of course.
And with Falling Snow.
I'm not.
No, Agalox. Agalox.
I'm not.
Agalox.
Oh, okay. Arugula?
Arugula, yeah.
Not arugula, arugula. That's two different things.
Arugula?
No, arugula is like a vegetable.
Oh, okay, yeah. Arugula is the
arugula.
I would like some arugula.
That's
no, well, how
good.
Come you never have any rugalach for us?
No joke. Rugalach is good for all you goyim in the audience.
Which one do you like? Do you like the fruit or the chocolate one?
Either.
I can go either way.
I like the fruit.
That's a clue. That's a drop.
Isn't that the
I can go either way.
He's just waiting for someone to ask.
Good thing everybody was talking over me, so it won't be a clear drop.
No.
We have Darren saying
no,
very clearly.
Yeah. I'll say any embarrassing drop you want. That's fine.
So during the break, we were talking about Darren's daytime job.
Yeah, Darren.
When he's not out live casting.
Yeah.
Darren was in an altercation today from what I
No, it wasn't today. It was last week. Today I had a minor altercation. No, I was umpiring. So there was this one of the teams, and like I was telling Sid, I'm very critical of myself. Like if I know I had a bad game, I don't.
But you're not actually playing.
No, I'm the umpire, but you still do a job that you could screw up or have a really good game, whatever.
Are there certain teams that you like over other teams, and you kind of
favorite?
Help them win?
Very much so, but I don't give them brownie points because I like them. If the call is the call, you know.
So you've got ethics.
But there are you do get a lot of these teams.
You
over
call it right down the middle.
I try to. I mean, I'm not biased. I might screw things up, but I don't.
You call it slightly right of the middle.
I feel like you're making a mockery of this, Rob.
I'm just asking because I'm curious.
All right, please, ask away. What else you want to know?
No, so tell me about your altercation.
Oh, okay. So, well, like I was saying, I am critical of myself. So if I feel like I screwed up a call, I don't get in the guy's face. I was so on point. Like I had a perfect game. I was awesome. But what happened was all the close calls went against one team. So they were getting pissed off, you know. But, I mean, with really no legitimacy to it. You can be frustrated, but it doesn't mean – like, I'm not going to start evening out calls.
Just because you're getting angry.
Right. The call is the call. So that's it. So if you don't like it, you know, tough shit. But most teams don't really flip out like that. So there was this one play, the ball, like the team that was getting all the bad calls, the ball comes into the catcher on that team. And it's a play at the plate. The ball goes like 5 feet away from the plate. The guy gets it, comes back, dives at the guy sliding in, and he gets a hand in. So it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Blue? You gotta be fucking kidding me. Like he goes off and off and off. So I was like, you know what? These guys have been, you know, frustrated all day. Let them vent. You know, I don't say anything. Not supposed to use profanity, but I don't give a shit.
Take it
whatever.
In stride.
So I said, so he finally comes down, and I'm like, all right, we're ready to start the game. No, fuck you. This is bullshit. So I said, wait a minute. You can't say fuck you. All right. Already. I should have thrown this guy out.
Yeah, aren't there like little Orthodox boys in the field?
What?
They can't really curse.
Orthodox boys?
No, this isn't on Avenue P. That's not where.
No, this is like a real league.
Orthodox kids play around your.
Oh,
game.
Not in this league. This is all Puerto Ricans and black guys mostly.
Ooh.
So, oh, you like that?
So, are you sure maybe you were just distracted by girlfriends?
There were honestly no females at the park
lame.
Last week. There were this week because it was Father's Day, so they all brought all the. Families.
Short shorts. A little breastfeeding going on in the
mostly
dugout.
Fairly piggy. Oh. There are not many. Like there were a couple of girls that you might have said you know, 15 years ago they were hot.
Oh, if they had a titty out feeding a little kid,
no.
Still take a look, no?
Take a look, sure. But that didn't happen, oh, one. Okay. And two.
Did they wear booty shorts? And little
one
tank
did,
top?
And it was not not pleasant. It was not, yeah, it was not like, you
was
know.
She,
was
she
there
jiggling
too much booty
butt?
In the pants?
Damn, too much. We got to cue that up when you say that.
Was she doing that, like, booty bounce dance?
No, and yes, there was too much booty out of the pants. If it was in the pants, I could deal with it. Anyway, so I said, I already should have thrown you out by now. I'm going to give you a chance, calm down, you know, go back
nice
to your position,
you.
Whatever. Or what?
Oh, shit.
Or I'm going to throw you out of the game, and that's two. I already should have thrown you out by now. I'm going to let you go back to your position. Oh, you know, whatever. He's like, oh, make me. You know, it's like, all right, you're out. You're gone. And then he flips out. Then he charged at me, and two of his teammates had
I think
to, like,
he was just making a show for his, like, wife or his baby mama.
There was no baby mama. Maybe it was one of his boyfriends was on the team. I don't know. But that was it. He had to leave. Then I start the game up. He's still sitting, like, 10 feet away, and it's a free country. I can't make the guy leave. It's not like a base major league where,
right,
you know, they have security and all that. But I said, I'm not starting the game again until I don't hear this fucking guy anymore. That's it. And the game will be forfeited. And they go, oh, okay, all right. So they go and to everyone else was very nice.
So
he
was
just a psychopath.
So he was cursing at you after
you
kicked
no,
him
he, out? He became passive aggressive. Like, he started talking to his teammate going, that guy's fucking horrible. I can't believe
it.
But loud enough
that everyone could hear it. So
I would beat up that guy if he was within earshot of me right now. But he is not. So I will not beat him up. Yeah. With my fists of fury.
He was Thor.
Yeah.
So everyone in my head is Thor.
I thought that story was boring, but you begged me to tell it, so I did.
I thought it was very interesting. I like learning things about your day.
You can always.
It's more interesting than Sid's job, right, Sid?
Well, yeah. As I said before, the most drama I get is somebody overnight using my cubicle. Yeah. Somebody who does an overnight show. He sits in my chair. He adjusts the height. He doesn't put it back in the morning.
What a prick.
Stole my pen.
What?
These coffee rings.
The coffee rings say, what are you going to do about it?
They do. You look at them and you can tell. That's
Imagine
his attitude.
He leaves you a post-it note with, hey, where's that chair?
I would love it because then I'd know that it worked. That's right. After this past Friday, I came in and my pen was gone. And it's like, I've been letting the chair adjustment thing slide because, you know, whatever. I'm a team player. I'm not going to start drama with coworkers. Fine.
Don't
but
fuck
then my
with
pen's
this
gone.
Pen.
And it's like, then it's just like willfully rude. So I've started hiding my chair in my boss's office at night. So now he has to go somewhere else.
Does
fuck
your
that
boss
guy.
Come in and he's like, I know that I left. And there was only one chair.
I told my boss. I told him exactly what was going on. He's like, all right. That's weird that he would do that, but all right. And I'm like, damn right.
Your boss
backed
it.
I was like, by weird, do you mean rude? Because it's rude that he does that.
Why don't you file a complaint with HR?
HR is on the other side of the fucking country. They wouldn't do a damn thing for me.
Do you know that I called Sirius Customer Care today? And do you know where the customer care base is? Where?
India.
Cairo, Egypt.
Oh,
wow.
Don't
good luck with a Jew doing anything.
I know.
What were you calling about? What did you need care for?
Well, because my mom's receiver was turned off because they had our accounts mixed up. Mm-hmm. There's the mix-up.
Oh,
we got it fixed today? Yeah.
From Egypt?
Yeah.
Do they have an accent?
So, I was talking to the guy, and I was telling him that I have an employee account, so that's free. So, I had to mention that I work for Sirius. So then after, he helps me out. He's like, oh, so how's it working over at Sirius? And I'm like, it's great. Where are you guys based out of? And he's like, I'm in Cairo, Egypt, ma'am.
Welcome to Sirius HR. If you know your party's extension, please enter it now. If you are a filthy Jew vermin, press 1.
No. Wait, so, but was it like a well-spoken person that you were talking to? Or was it noticeable?
I thought he had a Russian accent.
What?
His English was really good, but he had an accent, but it sounded Russian to me.
Oh.
So, I was imagining, the dirty blonde, long, curly hair.
Well, as we know, Russian, no one wants Russians in their country, so they're all over.
Yeah.
It's true.
So, he said he was in Cairo.
We can't get rid
That's
of him here.
That's fascinating. I wonder what the time difference is.
Actually, funny you should mention, I asked him, I was like, what's the time over there? And he's like, it's 6:30, ma'am. And I was like, is that 6:30 in the morning or 6:30 in the evening? And he's like, 6:30 in the evening, ma'am. He kept calling me ma'am.
I
bet they're trained to say that.
Yeah.
So they sound more American.
And it's so funny because every time I would ask him a question, I would expect him to like go back to the script or whatever. So I was just waiting for those moments. I was like, is this a script or is it for real?
Hello, Sirius. HR.
Oh, my God.
How can I... I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, did you ask him how the new government over there was working?
I know. I was like, aren't you having an election? Why are you at work?
Yeah.
Boy, they should stop working when there's an election.
Shouldn't you be looting? What's
yeah.
going on over there?
Stern or ONA? What do you think? What do you think?
Yeah.
I like Stern.
You get a free subscription for working for Sirius.
I get water for my whole family.
You know who I really like? That cousin Brucey. Even though he is a Jew. CBS FM.
It's the international language of oldies.
I love the Shirelles. They are great.
Oh, my God.
Hot time, summer in the city.
Always, 24-7.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hot time, summer in the desert. Anyways.
Instead of the Kinks, they have the Sphinx.
The Sphinx. Hey, all right. CBS FM.
Dude, as an Ethiopian guy.
This is very random, but I'm gonna read this. Chuck Palumbo says, Monica,
no.
would you fuck Rodney King's corpse?
Oh, that's right. Rodney King died today.
Oh, he did.
Oh, that's why.
Or yesterday.
On Father's
Day. I didn't know.
I've
that.
Only seen one RIP on Facebook about him, so I wasn't sure if it was true or not.
They found him floating face down in his pool.
Was there any foul play?
Well, his girlfriend said he was drinking all day yesterday.
The cops involved?
It's possible. They might have held him down when they saw who it was.
Someone's criticizing my Egyptian accent, too. That
it
sounded
no, I
Indian.
Loved it.
I think he's right, though. It's valid. I think it was Indian.
I think it can still go both ways.
There we go. We got three of them now.
I don't know what an Egyptian accent sounds like.
I think it was off, but, you know, listen, it's hard to do that.
Do we have any Egyptian listeners that could call in and give us something to work with?
Mm-hmm. That's true. We had one, didn't we? Oh, that was Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Same difference.
Hey. Different country.
Yes. It's a stone's throw away, literally, because
yeah,
they throw stones down
at tanks. Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
You that one right now.
You ever throw a stone when you were a child? At the, you're
get
on
a stone
the,
thrown at you.
You're the stoney, right? Because you're Jewish.
Drive
yeah,
by
yeah.
like a barrage of rock
I had an Uzi when I was 4 years old.
It was a little pink one.
Did you? When did you leave? How old were you?
When I was 7.
So were you in the army?
No, they
she was
enlist
a fluffer for the army.
When kids are 8.
Oh, you just missed
seven.
It. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No. We didn't talk about Danzig at all.
Oh, yes.
How do we know?
Yeah!
Danzig was in the news this week because he played Bonnaroo last weekend.
Was it Bonnaroo?
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
this
yeah.
happen?
Yeah. Oh, wow. And a
Bonnaroo.
That's so good. With
name
Danzig
sucks. We should change it.
Apparently, Danzig does not like his photo taken.
Yeah.
I guess
wow,
he feels
look at
his,
he's got vampire blood.
His soul would escape, yeah.
He doesn't want pictures of him flowing around.
Is that why he doesn't take pictures?
No, I don't know.
Because last time he posed for a picture, it was with him holding kitty litter. He
yeah.
still hasn't lived that down.
And
no
also,
more pictures.
Well, also, because anyone he stands next to is like 4 feet taller than him,
yeah,
too. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
No. So anyway, so he was... Photographers were warned they were not allowed to take photos of Danzig.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were cool with it. But then these photographers showed up and started taking photos of the crowd. And then Danzig visibly was like taunting them. Like, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Then at the end of a song, he jumped off the stage.
Threw a hissy fit.
And ran to attack one of the camera people. Oh. And... the camera person was just like, what? And then security had to back him up. He had to be calmed down. He went backstage for a few minutes, came back out, continued the set, saw another photographer, separate photographer,
also
taking photos of the crowd, ran out and tried to attack that guy.
He's such a douche, though.
Well, you know what? We need to get Danzig's side of the story.
Yeah.
Let's get him in here. Glenn Danzig, how are you, buddy?
I'm all right. How are you, Rob?
I'm good.
Yeah!
Danzig, so you don't like photographers?
No. Not at all.
Is there a reason?
Well, look at me. I wear mesh T-shirts. That was Schenkel's joke. I'm going to steal it.
Is there anything else people aren't allowed to do around you? Is it just pictures, or is there other stuff that...
I don't like littering, So you don't want us to just throw garbage on the floor around?
No! Can I clip my toenails?
No, hell no!
While you're playing?
Hell no, Sid. That's gross.
Let's see, what else? What other Danzig faux pas? Can I eat some corn on the cob?
No corn on the cob! Yeah!
Even if we're at, like, a barbecue? Come on, it's getting such a downer.
Well.
Rob, any other?
Can I smoke weed in front of you, Danzig?
Of course.
but not you!
Wait, I can't smoke weed?
No, weed is okay. Rob is not.
Oh. Do you hate Jews? Is the problem with the Jews?
No, just you. Can I do my taxes?
Only if you're a Jew.
All right, fair enough.
Wait, so you don't like the Jews unless they're doing your taxes?
Let me reiterate, I just don't like you, Rob. Yeah.
It's my favorite Danzig song.
All right.
Danzig. The what?
Not enough of his Danzig.
Why are you wearing the mesh shirt?
It's true.
Your umpire uniform. You're in a risque.
Don't give away what I'm wearing here.
Why?
Fuck the Danzig.
We're crossing streams now.
I wore a mesh shirt for Noah today.
Oh.
All right? That's, listen. You have to blow it up.
Get that nipple.
Oh, Eggers is on the line. Eggers has been on the line for a few minutes.
Again?
Hey, can I ask Danzig a question?
Sure.
Why do you hate having your photo taken when you made the song Let It Be Captured?
I don't remember that. It's all a haze right now. Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for asking my question. But here's another one for the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yes?
Oh, sorry. I was wondering if you guys were ever thinking of doing any more rap playlists, music breaks.
I have one in the chute ready to go. I just, there's always seems to be a playlist done, so I didn't even know. I don't force the issue. It's my fault. I should
send
just
it over.
It. Yeah.
I definitely.
Well, maybe I'll bring it up. I was kind of wondering, like, maybe bring around more types of music breaks, how I even like the one Sid does, where he plays some lo-fi and things of that sort.
I like that idea. No reason everything has to be metal.
I was also wondering if, like, I don't know, I think besides metal, a lot of the people on the Metal Injection Livecast like raps, so maybe if they could send in some music breaks.
What are you, the program director now?
This is all it is. It's angling.
I'm giving you suggestions, man. You don't got to be so fucking defensive with it.
Language.
Yeah, Rob. Yeah.
Language.
You're out of here. Get out. Go sit down. Yeah, you can't. Okay.
Do you think I care?
That's great that you remember that. I have to say,
I didn't remember that.
It's like the most obscure reference on our show. I love.
Well, if you want to host a music break, you can host it.
Host it? No, send it in. He ain't hosting it.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm not that prestigious to host a music break yet.
Listen.
Why? You can do like little music breaks in between, and you can talk up your song.
You want to let him do it, Rob? You want to let him do a serious?
I don't want him to do a serious one.
Do a not unserious one.
But for us, I think that would be okay.
He's been a long time contributor.
Sure, yeah, no, I'm fine with that. I'm just. I like Brutal Noodles.
Well, I'm like also checking, like even though. I bet Keith Wolfson could probably do a pretty good rap music break. I know most of the other people there would probably play something like Death Grips from Tyler the Creator, but that's all good. It's just
we don't want
production. It's just real boring and kind of want to. You guys keep breaking out. Sorry.
I feel like we should do a once in a while hip hop.
Yeah, we're not going to do like 3 months of hip hop.
Here's the thing, and this is a peek behind the curtain, but you might not be aware of this, but a good portion of metalheads are really fucking racist.
Yeah.
So if Rob plays, really?
So do you think that Karen would call in with like her racism ablazing?
What's that?
Do you think Karen would come in with her racism ablazing that you guys played a rap break?
Carol.
Whatever.
About how we do our show in relation to how Carol feels. no one.
Well, actually, maybe you guys should do it because then I would probably lead a little bit of a segment because she'd flip her shit.
Yeah.
It's okay. We
don't think she's flipped anything in a long time. She might break a hip.
Yeah.
Stay.
All right. Well, I'm going to go, guys. One love.
Sorry, we don't want to interfere with your busy fucking schedule.
Sure.
You've got to go. We decide when you
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to give you a bunch of programming notes. And then, oh, I'm sorry. I got another meeting, guys.
Got other podcasts to call and critique.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You're a busy guy.
We got a comment here. Uncle Brucey on Power 106, where hip hop. Uncle. He changed to uncle because it's a hip hop station. They don't like cousins.
That was a good one.
Uncle Brucey with you.
Like Uncle Cracker.
It's Uncle Brucey. That was Shame on a Nigga, who tried to bring Game on a Nigga. We'll be right back on Power 106.
That's a toe tapper. That one.
A real toe tapper.
Darren, yeah. I think you should try to get on like Hot 97. If you want
really?
To
they already have a Jew, don't they? Peter
Rose. I know, but you're so much better than him.
Do you think so?
I think you could totally, like, if you would do your black guy voice on the radio.
Yeah, it's Hot 97.
Yeah,
you know
there you
mean?
Go. If you just talk like that.
I'll be the Quiet Storm guy, though.
We should hook him up with Sway. He could be on. Oh, yeah. He could do the news on Sway's show.
He'll
could
sneak I? Into
yeah,
the
yeah,
studio with his turban.
I am up on all the news stuff. Like, you know, actually, I fell into this rabbit hole the other day of watching old. I was watching Rick Ross, Eminem, and 50 Cent beef videos. Like, they're rapping
oh
and art. I just feel. I love that shit. I love watching these fucking idiots just like. Try to kill each other and, like, yell at each other. Like, because to me it's so weird. The whole concept, it's been going on for 25 years, not, like, a new thing. But the idea that, like, you would make a diss record is fucking just, I never get over that. I love it. Because to me it doesn't exist in any other kind of media. Like, you would never see fucking AC/DC and Kiss making records. They might beef with each other. Like, you might hear a story. This one doesn't like that one.
Yeah.
But, like, Megadeth will never write a song about James Hetfield. Ever.
I'm sure they're all really about him, but there's subtext.
Right. Exactly. You don't hear, like, you're a fucking pussy is the name of the song.
Yeah,
you know?
There's no double entendres in, or subtext in hip-hop. It's all pretty much on the surface.
But
hey,
I
I'm really rich.
That's one of the few
I
things.
I your wife.
That's one of the few things in music that I stay on top of, I feel. Like, I just
the
love
beefs.
Rap
beef?
Beefs, yeah.
That should be your blog.
Yeah.
Rap beef.
Where's the beef?
I'll make a Tumblr about it.
Yo, or Darren's beef.
Darren's
beef injection.
Hot beef injection. Oh, hot 97 God. Beef injection. Blazing hip hop and R&B. You know what I mean?
R&B.
Yeah. See, that's already too clever. I feel like they, they want you to dumb it down, you know?
Blazing hip hop and R&B, get it? Because it's R&B and beef.
Nah, once you explain it, kid, you killed it. You know what I mean? Once you explain it, the joke is over, kid.
What did I do?
Wait a minute.
I explained it.
Speaking of black people, what are we going to talk about? Our sponsor.
Oh yeah, we got a.
Oh yeah,
we got an ad to play.
Oh yeah.
We have a brand new sponsor. Let me get the. Let me cue this up.
Alright.
Very exciting. After like. After our huge breakthrough a few weeks ago, we got a call from a big major sponsor. I don't want to give it away. And they gave us a lot of money, and we hope you enjoy this product that they are advertising.
Hey, yo, moms, I'll take in the call.
But I needed to go grocery shopping.
Yo, fuck you, ho. Why are you riding my dick, shit?
What happened to my kids? They used to be such angels.
Are your kids running wild? Gay sex? Wild orgies? Marijuana? Wish you could tell for sure? Well, now you can with the Steve Harvey Moral Barometer.
Hi, I'll be Steve Harvey. Y'all may know me as the host of the Steve Harvey Show, Family Feud, or that guy who cries at the drop of a hat on TV. It can be hard raising a family in today's moral climate. I know I'd be working on my third family right now. But now there's a product that can give y'all a little bit of help. Whether y'all children's is engaging in faggotry, atheism, fornication, or hardcore marijuana use, the Steve Harvey Moral Barometer will let you know. Here's Mark Goldblatt from Scientific Proof Magazine to tell us how it works. Wait, Goldblatt? Y'all didn't tell me there's going to be no Jews on this camera. That's some Illuminati shit right there.
When we commit sins, our body emits tiny ion particles that change the pressure in the air. The Steve Harvey Moral Barometer picks up these small pressure changes and can actually detect what type of sin has been committed.
Isn't that right, Mom?
Where have you been, young man?
I was out with the guys skateboarding.
False statement. False statement. Subject was sucking dick in boys' locker room. Sin committed. Sin committed.
You were saying?
Sorry, Mom.
Thanks to Steve Harvey, my son will never suck penis again.
Whether it's your husband running around with that girl from Starbucks who keep giving him the eye, or your sister-in-law who's a Muslim and worshiping the wrong God, or your son who you think be an atheism, or worst of all, your cousin who be blogging. The Steve Harvey Moral Barometer can help you make the people around you do the... the right thing. I'm sorry. It's just that I had such a bad upbringing. My pops wasn't ever there for me. It's so hard to be a celebrity.
To order, call 1-800-BIGOTED-PRICK or go to www.bigotedprickbastardwithadoofymustache.com.
Oh. There we go. The Steve Harvey Moral Barometer.
What was that website again?
It was long. Not SEO at all.
Okay. Make sure you don't practice atheism if you want to buy that.
Steve, thank you, Steve Harvey. Even though we talk so much shit about you, you still advertise on our show.
That's why it's the target demo. He wants to convert people.
He doesn't want to just preach to the choir.
Fair point.
How much did we charge him for that ad?
We do not disclose business dealings over the air.
$12. No.
$8,000 USD. We just got 7 free moral barometers.
Yeah, it was a barter. Yeah. Steve Harvey was like, I will give you 7 moral barometers.
And 3 copies of his book. All for Rob, though.
And I said, as long as they're autographed.
A motorcycle helmet, a Steve Harvey motorcycle helmet.
Oh, Steve.
So if you want to order the Steve Harvey Moral Barometer,
you can't. That's just a joke.
646-929-1357.
Yeah, have your parents' credit card information. we'll figure it out.
Did you know Soupy Sales? You know that story about Soupy Sales?
What's Soupy Sales?
You don't know who Soupy Sales is?
No.
It was this guy that he wound up being a DJ in New York, but in the early days of TV, he had a kids show. And one day he told his audience to go into their parents' wallets, get a credit card, get a check or something. They don't know if they had credit cards then. And to send in like a certain amount.
Was he serious or was he just goofing around?
I think he was goofing around, but like a zillion kids did it, and he got in so much trouble.
Because back
like
in the day, people believed everything they...
Yeah, and kids.
They were like
kids
my parents. They believed everything they saw on television.
Really? So your parents think the A-Team was real? Or?
No, they just believe everything on Fox News.
Oh, all right. Really? Are they really, like, hardcore right-wing?
Who is?
I feel like they're swayed by whatever the last thing they saw on TV was.
Who are?
My parents.
Oh.
What's an example of what they believe?
Just the economy's all Obama's fault.
So when it was...
Yeah, I don't understand why they... My parents, too, they also only trust Fox News, and they, like... Proud of it, of course. Like, of course we only trust.
My parents, like, will shit-talk it out of one side of their mouth, but still scream all the talking points, like, oh, no, we know that. We just watch it for entertainment. We know it's not true. But did you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, what the...
It shows that marketing works, though,
yeah.
Because they're not even aware of it.
Yeah.
But weren't they... Like, they lived here when Bush was the president. Wasn't it terrible, man?
No, whenever I give them facts, they back down and like, yeah, I guess.
To me,
but
it's
then
like...
start over.
I mean, there's facts, and then there's just... Like, common sense. Like, to me, the economy was shitty before Obama took over. It's not like it just morphed into crap, you know, when he took over.
No,
so how do you not, like, internalize that?
Because they're just whatever, they internalize whatever the last
Fox News didn't tell them to think that.
Indoctrination.
So we have a caller, 352. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from? 352.
Hello. Speak.
It's your area. We can hear you.
Say
something. Why you know answer.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Are you there?
Yes, are you there?
Yo, nobody. I'll tell you what. I went down to AA tonight. AA.
AA?
Another beer. Yo, nobody. That's what I tell those motherfuckers. Yo, AA, hand me another beer. That's all they talk about is drinking. Motherfuckers.
This Carol's husband.
In the meantime, the chips don't work. Don't get a chip, a 30-day chip, 1-day chip, 3-day chip, whatever the fuck they got. It won't buy you a beer. God. And they got a parking lot right in front of the fucking place to drink. Go. How you doing tonight on the Metal Injection Livecast?
Good.
How you doing?
What's your name, sir?
Bubba.
My name is Bubba, and this fella who knows me, he probably was in prison, and he put it in Bubba's from the backwoods ass. Oh. I don't know, but how you doing?
Yeah, you're Bubba from the Sticks. You've called us before.
Oh, God. You always run off. You people can't even keep a radio show going if you aren't being nice. God, let's talk about something tonight.
Bubba, how do you feel about that new Pantera song?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. She blew me with two condoms on, and I didn't even know her song was going on, and I found out it was a record, a CD afterwards. God, I'm teasing you.
Are you a fan of Pantera?
He thinks we're talking.
No, Pantera, are you a big fan of hers?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. You were breaking up. Were you in the Dunkin' Donuts truck? I'm just teasing you. Hello.
And, are you a big fan of hers, Pantera's?
Rob, are you in the Dunkin' Donuts truck? What's wrong with you?
I wish.
I'm a big fan of hers, I'll tell you. Go to money. I used only one finger when I was a fan. Good.
Oh, I see. So you only use one finger when,
is this what the song
sounded like? So, how long have you been in AA?
About 20 years, good and money. It takes 30 years to figure out AA, where's a fucking bear coming from? Good and money in that place. Fresh donuts and coffee. Who needs that? I need another beer. That's what I'm thinking. Good.
Sure, you didn't go to AAA, like the car towing thing? Maybe that's the problem.
You gotta be kidding me. If you go to AAA, you are seriously needing some help. I'm telling you. Somebody's gonna tow your car in the whole nine yards, and you're not in AA. God, no money. You're down at the side of the road on an intersection wondering why AA, I need some help. Good.
Bubba, actually, someone in the chat has a good request. They want you to cut a promo. Could you do an ID for us? Be like, this is Bubba from the Backwoods, and you are listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
Let's not pigeonhole him. You could say, this is Bubba from the Backwoods, and then say whatever
you want. I can do worse than you could ever have tonight. I can make you so embarrassed, your mother will disown you tonight.
That's going to take...
I can do whatever you want. Watch this. You ready? Well, go ahead. Who's your cue?
Go.
Go.
Introduce yourself. This is Bubba, and you're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
Yes, listen to Metal Injection Livecast. The call-in number is 646-929-1357. If you're in the middle of a home invasion, beating some elderly woman, use the landline and call in at 646-929-1357. If you're sodomizing or raping somebody, in the meantime, you can't come that long. Just call us at 646-929-1357. If you are in the middle of riding on a 10-speed, holding a cell phone down at the payphone to Circle K, don't hold two phones at the same time. You're going to get locked up. But call us on your payphone at 646-929-1357. God bless you. And what a dumbass you must be.
Wow.
Great.
That's the best promo we've ever had.
Yeah. You just didn't introduce yourself. I guess you don't want people to know who you are. But
his reputation precedes him.
I don't think his real name is Bubba.
You got to be kidding me.
Yes, I was. I was kidding.
Bubba, do you do any drugs other than alcohol? Do you smoke weed, PCP, bath salts?
No, I have a weed growing on top of my house, And I was worried if the firemen seen it, they might kill us because they'll be high as a kite off of the weeds off of that plant. God, the money. But no, no. Here's another one for people out there that are listening tonight.
Okay.
Shoot.
Metal injection, God. Live cast, God. 646-929-1357. Women who are not wearing any panties tonight or a bra, who will give you a metal injection tonight on this Red Video Show. God bless you. And when we say metal, I will use WD-40 to get your bra and panties back on. God. I'm sorry.
Some of our chat, I wanted to ask you. Actually, the one question I think we all want answered, what do you think about Obama?
Oh. Obama?
No.
Oh, Obama. Good money.
Obama.
Is that the fellow from Bedrock, the Flintstones, Obama, Barack? Bam, 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 bam. God, I don't know. Who are you talking about? I couldn't believe a president got a presidency. He was a car detailer, and he shined my rims, and now he's the president. Car detailer to president. God almighty. God. I swear to God, this is the freedom of the country, I'll tell you.
You're saying that Obama used to work as a car detailer. No one has ever known this. In Kenya. When was it?
Yes.
Was it in Kenya?
He's a car dealer. I mean, the car detailer, God and money, and he went from president to goddamn car dealer.
Oh, he went?
God.
So he resigned and became a car detailer.
No, he went from car dealer, car detailer, president of the United States. That's why he's giving these people a chance to stay.
Where was this on the phone? This is Larry the Cable Guy workshopping his blue material.
Oh, all right. Bubba, do you prefer arugula or arugula? Schenkel family.
I prefer Allegra. Good and money. Yeah. It cleans the sinuses out, I'll tell you.
Allegra.
Bubba, would you fuck Terry Funk?
Oh, he's a straight man.
Who Miss Grinder asks?
Are you kidding me? Terry Funk? Are you talking about the wrestler?
Yeah. No, we're talking about the senator.
The card.
Oh, I'm sorry. God. I'm sorry, not heavy into politics. I thought you said Terry Funk, like the wrestler. Oh. If he washed his shorts off and all that and wouldn't stink so much when he's wrestling, God, the money. I might think about it, but God damn it.
That's fair. Bubba, are you a straight man in general, though?
Yes, I'm straight as the arrow can show. On a margin to a highway, unless I get a DUI. Good.
Sure. But are you married?
No, I'm not married. I was married 3 times, and it cost me everything I had ever had.
Like people,
I'll tell you.
Like women?
Here's the best blow job a man can get. When you go on the first date, ask the woman, does she swallow?
Uh-huh.
That way there. That's the first question you want to ask a woman when you meet her.
So if she says no, you get rid of her?
No. You see, here's the thing. When she doesn't swallow, you didn't waste all that money down at the dinner. God, oh, money.
Right. So when do you crack that question on her, though? Like, what?
Right before fucking the salad comes. That's what I do.
So that she says, no, I don't swallow. You bail and leave her sitting there? You're like, well,
you bail. She's going to bail your ass in the restroom saying she's going to need to powder her nose. Go to money. If you look like Shrek, she will. Go.
Bubba, do you go on a lot of dates?
No. I do not use the online dating anymore. I found out that women who use a top headshot has got to be weighing about 300 or 400 pounds. I've never caught a marlin that caught her down at the fucking goddamn outback. I'll tell you, she's heavy, heavy. If you see any headshots, don't go there, please. God bless you. I'm telling you.
Is the extreme close-up where they use the angles? You know, they use an angle that hides how...
If they don't have nothing but a headshot, she's going to be a 400-pound fucking cow that's looking for slaughter down at the fucking goddamn, you know, cow place. Goddamn money.
Slaughterhouse?
I'll tell you.
Well, what kind of women do you like?
I like women who don't look at my bank account or the size of my penis.
You're welcome.
I like women... I like women who look at something like the person who's there in front of them. God, is that a good thing?
So you don't like fat women, but you like women that see you for the real you.
You got to be kidding me.
He is.
What did you say?
Hey, podcast. I want to remind you.
Bubba, is the penis size an issue? Is that why you don't want people looking at your penis? Or?
No, not at all. The segment's yours. I was there with them, and I whipped out my penis and took a shower with the seven drawers, and they laughed at me. Even Grumpy laughed. But after a little time with Snow White, I didn't give a fuck about anything. Good.
Wow, that must have been some great PCP you had if you were hanging out with the seven dwarves.
Yeah. And let me tell you something about Snow White and the seven drawers. That is the pimps. The seven pimps for Snow White. Why do you think they said, I ho, off to work we go? That was their ho, and they were seven pimps. Good.
Well, but how do you have?
That's a pretty good one, ain't it? Go to money.
Is that a dog bark in the background?
No, there's no dog barking in the background. If I had a dog, let me tell you a secret about a dog. Peanut butter is what they like. They keep on licking as long as the Timex keeps on taking good. But anyways, let's go on to a different subject. Good.
Bubba, are you a squirter?
No.
A squirter? Good, no money. Maybe if I hold Rosie Palm and her five sisters, I can squirt. How are you doing? You getting a jolly off of that? Are you fingering your ass while you're asking me that question?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Oh, boy.
Bubba, can I ask how old you are, Bubba?
I'm 72, and I'm proud of it. I don't need Viagra or any of that. My dick gets hard in the wind.
Awesome. Mine too. But are you really 72 or are you joking around?
No, I'm 72 years old, and I'll tell you what, I had a triple bypass. And you know what that was? Three girls at Motel 6 down at Orange Blossom Trail in Orlando. All prostitutes, good. And I had a triple bypass on that deal. Good.
Enough. That would explain a lot. Say you? Hello, Jeb Bush.
In fact, when the pimp hit the door and was knocking out, saying, "Ladies, your time is up," so was mine. That's why I rode an ambulance down to the fucking hospital. God, no money.
Some of our audience wants to know if you drowned Rodney King. I don't think you did.
I'll say that again. Drowned Rodney King. That poor motherfucker was beat with a PR-34 nightstick. He never drowned. He was whipped.
He drowned, yeah. God.
Is it wrong that when
no.
I heard that story, the first thing... Damn, how does he get to have a pool?
No!
How did he ever do that?
He was whipped. That poor fella was whipped. Why are you making fun of that poor fella? Rodney. He was whipped.
Bubba's defending Rodney King. Why are you making fun of that poor fella?
Racial harmony. Well, I'm assuming Bubba's white. We don't know that.
I would think.
Are you white, Bubba?
No, I am purple. Go to money. I love you. You love me. We love everybody who's a child. I can pedophile. Go to money. Listen to this shit today.
Pedophile is the new sound website that you can put your music on, but it's for travelers.
Yeah.
Oh, like Spotify for travelers.
Yeah, like Spotify.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Listen to these guys. How many people you got smoking pot tonight, God, on your radio show? Tell the truth. Is there a Dunkin' Donuts truck in front of your house? A van. Watch out.
It's really fine.
It's the FBI. Oh, the ATF or the CIA. Watch out, Dunkin' Donuts don't deliver, man. Be careful on that deep.
The product, please.
Are you getting paid for these references? Bubba, so you're with us, right?
Hello? Okay, ahead. I'm right here. I'm live and kicking tonight. Go ahead.
You're retired? Are you retired from working?
Yes, I'm retired. I worked as an airport scanner, scanning women. God, and you know how many women I scanned? God almighty, I'll tell you. No, I'm just shitting. Yeah, I worked down at the Hershey factory.
In Florida.
Wrapping chocolate. That's why I get on all the Negro shows and I say, I'm a rapper. I rap for 25 fucking years. Who the fuck are you? Quincy Jones, I rapped longer than you did on a Hershey candy bar. God. Okay.
He's okay.
He's okay. All right, so you said you're a rapper. Can we hear some rapping?
Yes. You want to hear some rapping?
Like you're doing the Negro shows, like you said.
Yeah.
I said I was a rapper down at the Hershey Chocolate Factory rapping candy.
All right, but...
You want to hear a rap? I'll do a rap. Listen up, brothers on the street. Don't mind if you sister listen to the beat. Got a new funky sound that's hitting this town. Gonna knock you right off your feet. So listen up close to the new sound waves that invented cool and started brothers wearing shades. I can go all day, God almighty. Is that what you want me to do? A rap candy. I was not a rapper. I'm not on Ellen DeGeneres' show. If I was, I'd be a female, hoping she'd like me. God almighty.
Because I noticed you called her a degenerate. I was wondering if that was a slip of the tongue or if you...
She's one of the seven Georges.
Yeah, seven drawers. Hello, Bubba?
Help me out tonight, God almighty. I locked my keys in the patrol car tonight down in front of the Dunkin' Donuts. I don't want my sergeant to get mad, but if someone could bring some kind of, like, unlocked thing, I wouldn't want the people I work for to see I'm a fuck-up. God almighty.
Retired?
He said retarded, I think.
Oh, man.
Bubba says we need mashups of this. Yes, audience, you're on it. Go. Go. Oh, that reminds me, by the way, so speaking of songs, we are going to be off next week. We should say that.
Yes.
Because of Orion, several of us.
Oh, hang on a minute. Metal Injection Livecast, 646-929-1357. We have 5 minutes, 54 seconds remaining. That should let all the women out there in the world, no. Your man has laid you in 5 seconds, in 5 minutes and 54 seconds. God almighty. If you need Bubba to come there, I will last for 7 minutes. God almighty. But we're happy you're listening in. God bless you.
God bless you. What is going?
Bubba, are you aware of what Noah looks like?
Noah,
our co-host, Noah, and producer.
That's me.
That's her.
Is that the guy that actually built the ark and thought it was going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights? God almighty.
The third grade. No, but the...
I was down at the pool getting a tan when he left, and I should have got on that board, on that boat. I swear to God, I would have been killed.
That means that... Let me see on the boat.
Here's a good one. Bubba, do you like to pick the girls in public?
Do I like girls in what?
Public.
That's Rob.
I like girls. Do I like girls in public?
Fingering them in public.
Do you know what that...
I got arrested down at fucking Walmart just because I said hello to a couple of kids and they thought I was a pedophile. I like women all the way, I'll tell you. Now, here's my question. Do the women swallow? God almighty.
Fucking right.
So do we.
I love had a flyer, I thought he said. I'm thinking of like a pedal flyer. Remember those planes that they used to fucking pedal in the air?
No, that's in prison. he's probably been pedophiled in prison. This guy sounds like he has a record. Go, Jim Rooney. Have you ever had to bow down and be a trustee bobbing for apples? It's testicles. Go, watch out for that deal.
What did you do, really? I know you weren't really a rapper. What did you really do before you retired?
You think he's going to give you a straight answer?
He gave said he was 72.
Yeah, I don't believe that either.
I think he's 72. He sounds 72.
I think he's doing it. I hope.
I think he's definitely 72 because only when you're 72 and have nothing to do, you can sit there and, like, think of all these rap songs that you might one day use.
That's,
what's up?
I tell you what.
Point.
Yes, that's right. Oh, she sounds so sexy. Are you wearing panties, honey, tonight?
Yes, I am.
We can see.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, is that a thong you got on tonight?
What?
There's definitely ass meat hanging out of her shorts, though.
Yeah.
Is that a thong? Is that a thong?
Thong, no.
She has to check.
Yeah. No, they're like those little boy shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Now, by the way, do you have a boyfriend?
I don't have a boyfriend.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, the mail will come on Sunday. And that's how you tell, boys. If the mail comes on Sunday, your bitch is treating somebody else.
I love his laugh.
Can you elaborate on that? Why does the mail coming on Sunday mean that?
If you are a man. And the mail comes on Sunday, and you want to know what the fuck is going on, bang your head upside some garbage pails and figure it out.
But Bubba from the Bayou does. I don't know.
But how does the mail get delayed by a day just because of that?
Well, no, the mailman's showing up the wrong day because he's fucking your wife.
Jesus Christ almighty, this guy is fucking stupid, ain't he? Yeah. Jesus, find another radio show called Stupid or Us, but God. If you're getting mail on Sunday, dude, you better check it out.
Yeah.
If the garbage man shows up 7 days a week and the garbage is still laying out there, 7 bags, and your wife is happy to see the garbage man, figure it out.
Calm down. You all right? Take a breath. I'll count backwards from 10. Can you do that for me? Please.
Can you spot him for?
I'll spot you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Go.
I don't know who he's talking to. God,
right here. Can you answer that question?
Hydrocodone. Here's a question tonight. Hydrocodone. Governor Scott has no hair on his head, but I gotta go pick up the hydrocodone at his maid service in front of his fucking house because he killed all these pain management doctors, and he's the one that's dispensing the pills. Good. I don't know what the hell he's doing. Grow some hair, you fucking leukemia looking motherfucker. Good. Give him money.
Booby. How many penises do you have?
I only have one penis.
Goodbye! Wow, that was long overdue. Oh my God.
It helps to get the sound up before you do that.
Okay, we did it. We got him
up. So entertaining.
Oh, Bubba.
Thanks, Bubba.
He's probably still talking.
Jesus Christ.
10 seconds till Bubba explodes. You have 10 seconds to call in. 646-929-1357.
That guy was a real butt.
Yeah.
See what you did there.
Mm-hmm. They're perfect for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was trying to get what kind of women he likes. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't like big girls. Carol's a little bit big.
She's also not a girl.
He doesn't have much.
She is a woman.
Can you really be picky? Let's be honest.
Yeah. Oh, your boy Bangs has a new song.
Oh, yeah. Can we listen
play
to that?
Sure.
Hold on. There's an advertisement.
What? On YouTube?
On Bangs? That means he's making money.
Your boy Bangs. Your boy Bangs. I got shopping. If you're going shopping with your boy Bangs.
Oh, I saw this
take
one.
Take you back. Let me take you shopping. Leave it empty. Because anything you need, just throw it in.
He's out of stuff.
Yeah. Is he at Century 21?
I'm going to take you to Conway.
I'm gonna take you to Kmart.
Rainbow.
Wally, 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 Wally World. She buying lipstick. She buying pantyhose. Take you back and leave it empty. Cause everything you need is gonna go in. Hey girl, what's popping? Let me tell you something. Anything you want, you can have it right now. Monica's dancing.
This already has almost 20,000 views. You will
never pay what you will get. That buzzing sound.
That's the beach.
Monica, you feeling bang?
Totally rational.
Would you have sex with bangs? Or it's
wait
just
a minute.
Musical appreciation.
If only if we could do it in that clothing store that he's in.
I think that's VIM.
I like that he goes by your boy Bangs now, as opposed to...
It's like Soldier Boy, tell him.
Your boy Bangs.
He doesn't even have any hair. Why is he called Bangs?
It's true.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
he
a
bangs.
Kind of bang. It's bangs. Like She Bangs. You know that song?
Oh,
she
yeah.
Bangs.
That was an old
Enrique,
song.
Or somebody, Ricky
yeah,
Martin.
Yeah, Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin, yeah.
She bangs, she bangs.
There you go. Let's put that on. What
up, YouTube? It's your boy Banks right here. Once
oh, Lord.
Again, you know what I mean? I don't give a fuck what
you know what
say.
Mean?
Whatever want to diss me, let them diss me.
Hi,
you know
Hitler.
I mean? But don't hate me. Hit the money that I see, you know what I mean?
He sees it. He doesn't have it. He sees it.
Sounds like Barbarino.
It's that easy just to be
famous. It's weird,
that,
Mr. Kyle.
You know? You got your own fan, and I got my own fan, you know what I mean?
So, Darren, you said that you like watching, like, beef videos. Would you like, do you like watching Bangs?
No, but he doesn't beef with anybody.
You should start a beef
hey,
with Bangs.
Yeah.
He beefs with talent.
But you should record a response back to this video.
You want to make a diss video at Bangs?
Yeah.
I can't. I love Bangs. I can't do that. It would be insincere.
I know, but that's how you can finally meet him.
I don't want to
you know
meet
all his
him.
Weaknesses.
It would be perfect.
I like how it goes, you got your fan, I got my fan. Yeah, but most people have more than one fan, Bangs. Come on.
There you go. Okay.
I have an AC. I don't have a fucking fan, you fucking prick, yeah.
Oh, drama.
I'm doing my best. But
Rob,
I like
Sid, get out your camera. Let's record it. Boy Bang.
Ladies already gone shopping. If you're going shopping with your boy Bang,
underwear, $3-$4.
It's like him in a Costco.
Just throw it in. It's the same Casio track that he had on the last video. Monica wants to go shopping.
Hey yo, Hot 97, home of hip hop, blazing hip hop and R&B.
Yeah, there's a commercial.
Yeah,
just
finally.
This is Gilbert Gottfried on Hot 97. You're listening to Bang, the hottest single to drop since Ja Rule and Metallica. Coming up next, DJ Peter Rosenberg.
Hi, Hitler.
Hi, Hitler.
Long time no see.
This is called Hi Haters.
Yeah.
Hi Haters.
Hi Haters.
There you go.
Welcome to Hot 97. This is DJ Yankel Rosenbaum. Heil Hitler. Can we pause this for a second? Homus Grinder says Bangs featuring Nicki Minaj. Is that a real... Did someone
no.
mash that up, though? Click that.
It's in the chat.
I want to see if that's real.
Oh, it's a mixtape. It's just...
Your boy Bangs! Nicki, let's go shopping! I only got the $1.50 in the pocket, though.
I'll give you a hot dog.
Let's go to Gray's Papaya. Nikki. I don't know English too good. I'm always there for you. To give you what you need to make you feel cool. Like all I see, you never want everything that I need. You're always telling me you never want to see me feeling sad. But I don't know why you're doing that when I'm with you. You're always looking through your phone.
Okay.
N-I-F. P-E-N-I-F.
business.
So it does. Thank you.
Great. All right. Well, it's been another good one.
Yes.
Well, here comes another one.
6 a.m. PM already.
It's 9 or 6 a.m.
Somewhere it is. Japan,
somewhere.
Maybe. Australia.
Egypt.
Egypt. Good one.
Oh, wow. Yeah, in Cairo.
This girl's
Egypt.
On the ball, Noah. I got to tell you.
I know. Isn't she great?
For a goy.
Aw, thanks.
Thank you, Monica, for hanging out with us.
Thanks
Thank
for having
you.
Me back.
Thank you for melting the hearts of our chat.
Anytime. From afar. From no living room, I'll melt your heart. Nowhere else.
67 bars.
You got to be kidding
me
there.
I was kidding you.
Just don't let them take you to work.
They want you to come back. Look, come back every time, they say here.
Just bring that Dunkin' Donuts.
You're a phenomenon.
What's the name of it? What did you say? Pedophile?
Pedophile. That's the name of it.
Oh, it was a pedophile.
That'd be great. Now that we have the day show, we will see you in 2 weeks. We'll have a mixtape of me next week.
True.
Hey.
If you do it. No.
And remember, Darren's song about no weeks.
Oh, can I just say, before we go, this is, that's right, my song about you. But this is, I do the mixtape, I do it in my house. I don't come to the studio. So I have a really nice microphone that I bought. And I just got an email, because I bought it online, and they said, regarding the so-and-so microphone, the bag that the microphone comes in has been revealed to have unsafe levels of lead in the bag.
Oh, shit.
I said, what? Why is the lead in a bag at any level to begin with? That's freaking lead poisoning and all this shit.
I think it's just as long as you don't eat the lead bag.
Yeah,
Darren always puts his exact on.
I don't have a cover. But it's near it.
Yeah, I'm sure you're okay.
I have OCD, though.
This
that
explains the weight loss.
I'm sure, yeah, right?
It's the lead poisoning.
That's your best line.
You just need a little lead. You don't have to go on a diet.
The thing that Rob, though, is going to give Darren paranoia the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's it.
He's freaking out. I'm fine.
Oh, my God! Now to test it, you have to go off your diet and see if you gain weight.
Yeah.
Good point. You just ruined my diet.
No.
Darren looks very svelte.
There is a, thank you. There is a comment in the chat, Homeless Grind, that says Rob will lick the bag. I guess you could test it.
Yeah, he's used to licking.
Let's just have Sean jizz in it. And then it'll be fine.
Sean actually has to show up for the tap,
yeah.
So let's not hold
on that. All right.
Oh, no. Homeless Grind, says replace Noah with Monica. Oh, no.
Okay.
Why can't we have both? She wants out. Look at this.
I'll do something else on my Sunday night.
Noah can just hang out in the pool.
Jeez,
Noah's been pooling.
Yeah, and then if Noah wasn't here, I probably wouldn't be here either. I'd be by the pool with her.
Oh shit!
Why don't you both get the fuck out?
Oh,
then?
Monica's all hoes before bros.
Oh, it's fucked up. Anyway.
Don't worry, Noah's not going anywhere.
Oh, and Death Slicer said Noah's dead anyways, at least on the inside.
That's true. That's true.
That is definitely true.
Hey,
I have your back.
I like balls. That's true, too.
On that note, we should
I like
get
balls.
Oh, yes, that one. Oh!
Noah, close your legs.
Noah, I got control of that situation.
Now the pool, she has brought the pool to us.
Yeah.
Now the room is a pool.
We're all swimming right now.
Goodbye, everybody! All right, we will leave you with something from Stay Sick 91. Fuck the Sean! Yeah, Monica!
Okay, that was great. I'm glad you closed with that. Just stuck with the bad comment.
Bye.
Okay, that's it. Goodbye.
That's it. Goodbye.